My name is Ian Tomlinson, and I'm Professor of Molecular and Population Genetics in Oxford. So we know that a lot of cancers have an unusual form of metabolism. So normal cells, when there's plenty of oxygen around, will use that to make energy. But a lot of cancer cells, even though there's plenty of oxygen, don't use that, and they use a very inefficient way of making energy. We don't really know why that is. It's an observation that's been known for about 100 years or more. And some of the work we're doing is trying to explain why that could be the case and why cancers prefer not to use the oxygen, even if it's available to them.
And so what is hypoxia and how does that relate in?
Cancer cells may become hypoxic because they outgrow their blood supply, for example. That's slightly different from what I was describing earlier, because the cancer there is not choosing not to use the oxygen. It hasn't got the oxygen even if it chose to use it. So it's slightly confusing because we have two different things. First, some cancers prefer not to use the oxygen even when it's available, but in other circumstances, cancers outgrow their blood supply, so they haven't got enough oxygen even if they wanted to use it.
So you work on genetics, so how are our genes involved in cell metabolism?
Okay, so as far as cancer goes, what we've been finding out in the last few years is that there are particular changes that people, not very commonly, but in rare conditions can inherit, that what they lead to is blocking the cell's ability to produce energy with oxygen. So the cell then is forced to rely on energy production using inefficient mechanism. But somehow that leads to cancer. We're not exactly sure how that happens. So what we've done is identify the genes that are involved, and now we're going on to try to find out why this paradoxical effect happens, where the cell's turning off its major energy supply but becoming a cancer as a result of that.
So what is fumarate hydratase and why is it important?
So fumarate hydratase is important because it's involved in the major energy production pathway of the cell. It's one of many steps in that. And what we found is that some people who have inherited a change that inactivates fumarate hydratase, if another change happens in a susceptible cell, so that may be a smooth muscle or maybe in the kidney, then you can get a tumour developing as a result of that.
So could you tell us a bit about what you've discovered so far and how you hope this could ultimately help to benefit people with cancer?
We've looked at people, families that have got these changes in fumarate hydratase. We, as I said, identified the change initially, then with other groups worked out, at least initially, how this may lead to where the block is, if you like, in the metabolism. And one of the very immediate possibilities that might work is to try and overcome that block, maybe by adding in extra chemicals to try to push those reactions forward, rather than have them blocked and leading to the tumours. So there are immediate possibilities of trying to restore the cell's energy to a more normal state by overcoming this defect that people have inherited.